This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Black Friday game between the Huskers and the Iowa Hawkeyes as we wrap up the regular season, as we have done each and every week throughout the year. We have a chance to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounce to catch up on what's been happening throughout the week. And a lot of people got together this week for Thanksgiving, and I'm wondering what maybe you're thankful for this year.
Yeah, well, you know, Greg, the number one thing that I'm thankful for is my family. My wife Susie and my children Will and Caroline, they certainly remind me each and every day of what's truly important, and I'm clearly lucky to have them in my life. I'm also grateful to work in higher education. There's just always so much to be proud of at a university, and the University of Nebraska is incredible momentum in many, many areas. And so to go through our accomplishments would take much more time than you and I have in this short radio program. So I thought I might take a page from David Letterman and sort of do the top five instead.
Sounds good. Well, let's get started with number five.
So in no particular order, I think I'll mention the first things first, and that's that I'm grateful for our students. These young people are excited about pursuing their dreams. And when I walk across campus and look at them, I see tomorrow's doctors and nurses, you know, farmers and ranchers, programmers, teachers. This is the future workforce for Nebraska, and they chose the University of Nebraska because of the excellent, affordable education that we provide. And, you know, our enrollment is growing. We, as you know, hit an all-time high of almost 53,000 students enrolled across the university this year. And when the university grows, so does the state. Our record enrollment means that we're continuing to serve Nebraskans effectively, to educate students, to get them to the finish line on time, and to produce more graduates who will build on the talented workforce that we have here in Nebraska.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to number four on your list.
Sure. So that would be research. And the research is going on every day at the University of Nebraska. We have experts who are focused on solving some of the most pressing challenges facing our state, our nation, and our world, whether that's looking for ways to ensure kids growing up in poverty have an equal playing field, producing more crop per drop of water to feed a growing world, managing highly infectious disease that could decimate a city or even a country, or protecting our military and keeping our country safe.
No doubt. Well, that's great. Well, let's go to number three.
So three would be our faculty and our staff. They're the heart and soul of any university, but particularly this university. The University of Nebraska has some of the most talented faculty and staff that I've ever met. They're training our future business owners and engineers and entrepreneurs. They're doing research that makes a difference. They're developing the workforce that will grow our economy. We wouldn't experience the success that we have today without the hard work of our faculty and our staff. And I feel so fortunate to serve alongside people like them. Their commitment to transforming the lives of our students and the people around the state and the world is absolutely incredible.
All right, let's go to number two on your list of top five things to be thankful for.
You know, we have such great partnerships, these public-private partnerships that help us to innovate and to grow. We have a great university, but really that's in so many ways thanks to strong commitments from our private donors, the business community, and partners across the state. They've helped us build facilities like the Innovation Campus, Pinnacle Bank, the New College of Business, the Peter Kiewit Institute, the Fred Pamela Buffett Cancer Center, and the list could go on and on. And the impact that these partnerships make are momentous. So for maybe an example, let me talk a little bit about the Innovation Campus. Here's a facility just right here in Lincoln that allows us to connect the expertise of our faculty and staff with entrepreneurs from the business community. The faculty the facility and the people in it are creating new companies, and they're creating new knowledge in the areas of food, water, and fuel. So our partners understand this dynamic. They know that the university plays a huge role in economic development, in crop and livestock production, in the arts. It's the artistic center of the state, and in so many critical areas, the University of Nebraska would not be the same institution without the private sector, who have invested their time and their treasure because they recognize our momentum and the opportunities before us to grow the state.
And that brings us to the number one thing you're grateful for here on this Thanksgiving weekend.
So the number one thing I'm grateful for today is the people of Nebraska. I'm thankful to live in a state that loves and supports its university and believes in public education. And on top of that, we have the greatest fans in the country, fans who love their team and their university and care about its success. The university is obviously surrounded by people who believe in it and support what we do. There really is no place like Nebraska.
Fantastic. Great list here on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you have a good weekend as well. We'll chat again down the road.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Pounds, president of the University of Nebraska. We've got more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.